This is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, when there's things to do.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
All right. This is by a North Carolina group called Men of Mountaineers. It's called the longest train I ever saw. That's how you say it.
Oh, And good morning.
Hey, you're tuned into Neon Beige Sound Exchange on CKUW 95.9
FM
in Winnipeg. And we kicked the show off there with DeYarmond Edison with a track called The Longest Train. You might recognize some of the members of that band. Justin Vernon?
Oh.
A.K.A. Bon Iver? Or Bon Iver? If... Anyway.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yeah, we're joined by a special guest here in the studio today. Do you want to introduce yourself? You don't have to, but...
Hi. My name is Tyler, and some folks call me Railroad Ty, and some folks don't call me anymore. And I kind of want to change that.
Why do they call you Railroad Ty?
I was given, it was a name given from another traveler. Like, these kind of nicknames. It's an easy nickname.
Mm-hmm. It's got a ring to it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got some experience with trains.
A little bit. I've dabbled. Spent a couple of years on the rails and met a bunch of people doing that. Mostly trying not to meet people doing it. Which is the beauty of rail riding. You can travel across the country without meeting a soul. Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so that song we opened with was called The Longest Train, and you mentioned that you had a story about the longest train in the world.
Well, I don't know 100% if it's the longest train, but there's a very long train in Australia. I've never been to Australia, but...
Australia.
But it's a very long straight run of a rail track, and a friend of mine... He decided that he was going to ride it, and he got bored and was doing some pretty silly stuff, and he ended up underneath the rails there.
Oof.
And what happened was he ended up like tying out his own artery and calling in the satellite phone, but he bled out before they can get to him.
Sheesh.
Way out there in the outback.
That's brutal.
That's brutal and depressing, but it's part of it.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to the train show. not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, it's not without risk.
It's not all sparkly.
Yeah, it's not all romanticized rails. And it's like, oh, good old hobo-ness.
Okay, but the real reason you're on the show today is because you're a proper folk singer, Ty. And we've been wanting to have you for a long time, so it's so sweet that the stars aligned and that we actually get to have you here live in the studio today for everyone to hear, because you're doing something special, and we really want to promote what you're up to. You got any songs you want to play right now? How are you feeling?
I can play songs any day of the time.
Any day of the time?
Any day of the time.
Oh, hell yeah.
I even got a song about trains.
Nice.
Well, that would actually be pretty appropriate, wouldn't it?
Never played it in years, and I usually play it on banjo, but... Hi, Dead Mom. On the radio. Well, crew changed town, oh, crew changed town.
got the keys to the highway all year round. Gonna go down to the crew change town. I'm gonna be listening for that whistling sound. Miss Pilgrim, going down a dirt road, going to a place where the yard's ice cold. Don't got a nickel, no, got no dime. Gonna catch a ride on the CP line, going on. I'm riding on. Riding on. I'll hold out for a unit or a 48. Take me straight right out of the state.
So good.
I think that's folky enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'll say. What was that song called?
Crew Change Town.
Crew Change Town.
There's a lot of towns out there that the train kind of stops there, and it was they're spread apart. I'm not gonna tell you where they are.
Why not?
Because that's a need to know basis. But the train kind of stops in these towns, and there over years there became like this kind of hobo culture of people that go there to catch a train safely.
How do you find out about these places? Like if you were someone that needed to get around?
Oh, yeah, it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
If you got a passion for it, you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just advise people want to catch trains, they do it safely as they can.
Do you remember your first time train hopping?
Oh, it was exciting. I was just like all. It's like, I could do this. I could do this all the time. And after that, I did that all the time. Once you break the cherry of train hopping, you either hate it or you love it. It's like, it's kind of a... You just know that you can do it. A little bit of cat and mouse with the yard. And I haven't done it in a couple of years now. I've been kind of domesticating myself. I live in a house now.
Whoa.
That's crazy for me to even think. But now, it just every year it seems like it's getting harder and harder to ride these things, and I'll probably go back to doing it, but I won't tell you about it.
Where were you headed on that first train?
I was right here from Winnipeg over to Toronto.
Nice.
That was about 48-hour, give or take, ride. So you want to make sure I got enough water. Yeah. Actually got at one point turned around, pulled off the train, but not really, up in horn pain. They saw me on cameras. Yeah, ran into the woods there, and then ran back on the train.
Pulled the old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
Nice.
Yeah, you gotta have these hijinks. You gotta be one step above them. They, what they like to do is
There'll be someone on top of a pickup truck just looking down into the cars on the service road. They'll do a quick scan, and if you hide yourself really nice, then they won't see you.
Hmm. Why don't they want you there?
Liability, obviously. Like, they don't want no ticks on their back.
Hmm. Me neither.
Who does?
Should we play some songs? Some canned music? Train songs? Anything that comes to mind when we...
Oh, like, first thing that comes to mind is my grandpa. Grandpa was a train rider, and my dad was a train rider, and the old Jimmy Rogers, like, waiting for a train. That is the quintessential. But I love that my grandpa, like, when he would sing it, he's like sitting behind the water tower.
Tommy's gonna dig up that track.
Yeah, let's check it out.
And yeah, we'll be back with Ty in a bit.
Babe, I gotta go.
babe, I gotta go. Loved you, honey, heart and soul. I swear you're the sweetest thing I know. I loved you true, I told you so. I told you to come time to go. I'd be gone with any old wind that blows. Oh, babe, I just can't stay. And it's bad to be that way. Lots of things I'd like to see, from the mountains to the shining sea, up in the sky where the wind blows free, to the cities down below. Oh, babe, I just don't know. I got trouble in my soul. I got trouble in my soul. Trouble on a railroad track. I'm gonna ride, I ain't looking back. I tried to stop, but I can't unpack. Go to sleep with the clickety-clack, the big old wheels and the smoking stack. Oh, babe, I'm bound to go. I got trouble in my soul. I got trouble in my soul.
Like a runaway train, you're heading back home, back to the mountains and the snow. If I treated you right, would you stay by my side? Back to the place you once belonged. I know you get so sad sometimes. You know I try my best. Now somewhere down the line, some things get derailed, honey. Life ain't no fairy tales. Like a runaway train, you're heading back home, back to the mountains and the snow. If I treated you right, would you stay by my side? Back to the place you once belonged. Every time I close my eyes, oh, I see you in my dreams. Now these old dreams, they last so long, honey, even after you're gone. Like a runaway train, you're heading back home, back to the mountains and the snow. If I treated you right, would you stay by my side? Back to the place you once belonged. Like a runaway train, you're heading back home. Back to the mountains and the snow. If I treated you right, would you stay by my side? Back to the place you once belonged. Yes, back to the place you once belonged. Yes, back to the place you once belonged.
And we're back.
You're still tuned in to Neon Beige Sound Exchange on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And we're still joined by Railroad Ty.
The man, the myth.
We just heard out of North Vancouver, Filipino-Canadian country singer by the name of Janky Bungag with Runaway Train. From his self-titled album. And before that, we heard Towns Van Zandt. With BW.
Railroad Blues.
Railroad Blues. And off the top, we heard Jimmy Rogers. With Waiting for a Train. I don't think I missed anything, but maybe there was another song in there. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, back to the train stories.
Well, I got a few.
What do you got?
Like, you know. It's like I live over in Quadra Island now, and there's no trains there. And I kind of miss the sound of it. But you know, like from my experience, like I did a lot of train hopping, and there was one time I took the Via Rail, and they were both very very pleasant experiences. But a friend of mine used to make his living back in the day going on the Amtraks and the Via Rails. He'd play crib and play for money and play backgammon, and like he loved it. Like when we talked about hobo-ness or like just traveling, I just saw how much he lit up about it. He's an old timer. So yeah, people used to love the train, and it's kind of changed. I went on the Via Rail during COVID, and it was just me and this other couple, and we're both drinking bottles of whiskey, and like just like. Doing six up for the person that was running the train. That was a really neat time, going through Jasper. No, like seriously, trains are a beautiful thing. You really think about the amount of how it's actually like economical. Like, yeah, they're noisy and just, I don't know.
have.
Yeah, I've taken Via Rail a couple times, and it is a very enjoyable way to travel the countryside. You see different parts of the scenery than you would on the highway, and you see a lot more, obviously, than from a airplane.
I kind of figured out some kind of secrets the two times I did it, and that's I occupied the Wi-Fi car and just laid my sleeping bag out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a lot of leg room, like you can just walk around. You're not like cooped up in a little tiny seat.
When you're riding the less conventional train. Are you moving around on that train, or do you, like, once you find, like, a spot that's comfy, do you hunker down and just kind of chill for the ride?
I mean, when it comes to a siding, that's when the train stops for a little bit. I'm usually trying to find a better ride. That's what, until I find a really good place to hunker down.
What are you looking for? Not to give out any secrets.
Well, back in the day when I was doing it, they used to keep the unmanned locomotives unlocked. And that was the cushiest shit. Oh, sorry if I swear. Oh, fine. No, dude.
Everyone's in church.
Yeah. No, that's the cushiest ride. Everyone kind of knows that. They lock them now. Like, they got, there's a stove and a fridge full of water and a toilet. And if you just keep your head about yourself, then you're fine riding.
Wow.
Yeah, riding the cushions. I've heard stories of old timers, like, that would break into auto racks. Like where the cars are, and they would go sit in the cars.
Oh, like actual cars?
Yeah, actual cars, because they have enough gas that they just didn't have the key in there. They just turn them on and listen to the radio and like.
No way.
Or put the air conditioning on. I never did that.
That's wild.
And then you get to where you're going, and you just drive away.
Drive right up.
That was pretty.
I would love to hear some more music from you, Ty, if you...
Sure.
Yeah, let's hear another song.
I got a song, one day. Actually, I decided that I was going to go leave Halifax on the train. And, yeah, it was, like, just... The end of winter. And I was just like, I think it's time to go. I got that spring fever. Instead. there's a broken path to Montreal. I have walked before, you know, underneath the overpass, as debonairs, I held just a bat everywhere. White cinder blocks around me. I'm breaking silence in my head. There's bloodstains on the door from the weekend. Well, there's concrete all around to make a bed. Cruiser that I rode, cops spent a whole life on a farm. And the Pharaoh started matching. On all those wrinkles on his arm. And he wondered if I get lonesome, searching every single coast. Do you think about tomorrow, son? And what do you fear the most? I don't write no, sir. Well, my words are at a loss. Some folks put their faith in pavement. These others put faith in a wooden cross. Well, son, you need a savior. And the wrong spirit's got your soul. When the righteous trump the wicked, in the end, you're gonna pay that toll. White cinder blocks around me. I'm breaking silence in my head. Bloodstains on the door from the weekend. There's concrete all around. Make a bed. Got some time to think about a life that I've led.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That's like one thing from Halifax going to Montreal. That's one easy line to catch because it's just one train that goes there. And I decided one morning that I was just like, I'm just gonna go, and it just did. And yeah, Montreal is a interesting place when you have the inkling to drink. You get yourself into some kind of situations.
Just because there's
Debonairs
everywhere.
They're just about everywhere. It's,
That's a good one.
It's true, though. It's like, oh, I guess I'll get a drink. Yeah. And then I'll walk a couple blocks. It's like, oh, I guess I'll get a drink. Oh, walk another couple blocks. Oh, look at that. There's a Debonair. Wow. And it can get pretty hairy because they got that 10%. Well, I guess 10% is here in Winnipeg, too.
It's just about 10% everywhere.
Yeah, 10% everywhere. Well, there's the... Yeah. Alcoholism. I don't recommend... Like, I give it a 1 out of 10.
Fair enough.
I don't know, it's Sunday, but someone's listening drinking right now.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
So when you're riding the rails, like, there's this whole community of, it's, you know, it's, it is like a community of people that are all kind of in this thing together. Mm-hmm. Together but separate, right? Like,
yeah, it's true.
I've heard that there's like a, like, kind of a secret book that gets passed around with like all like this, the train schedules and the shift change.
Who told you about this? Who told you about this book?
I think it was on a podcast, but it was there was no specifics. Just, no. But I had to ask, you know.
I don't know anything about said book. Okay. I've never seen the crew change before.
You heard it here first.
Keep your secrets.
Yeah, I don't need you to indulge anything.
Well, it's that. I think that bubble's been popped a couple of years ago. Like,
yeah,
it's no secret that there's a secret.
Did the internet, like, change that?
The,
like,
internet has changed it. It's, I don't know, there's... It was essentially just a zine,
right,
that was passed around word of mouth that was very, very well protected for a while. And it's still being worked on, like, from my knowledge. And it's just... I want to promote it because it actually just helps people that want to do it, like, ride safer, because I've lost a lot of friends to, like, stupidity and people not knowing enough. And so, yeah, there is a particular wealth of knowledge that's out there. Just gotta ask someone that knows what they're doing, and maybe they'll give you a little piece of paper. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Enough said.
Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning something earlier about, off mic, about the introduction of the refrigerated cars on trains, and
there's
a song about that.
Well, I kind of got put on me that this show is all about trains, and yeah, you guys asked me, it's like, well, what's good train songs, and my brain just went to Jimmy Rogers and Utah Phillips, and I think Utah Phillips wrote a really great song, because it's just called Phoebe Snow. Essentially, it's just a love song about a train that, or a train car that doesn't exist anymore, because apparently they used to be pretty cushy rides.
Hmm.
Back when there was a mass amount of people that did ride the rails, there's particular rides that were just better. It was insulated, and I never rode a reefer car like that. And
Well, should we listen to that song?
Yeah, I think.
Think about it.
I think Utah can tell more about trains than I can. He's got a wealth of knowledge. He's like a deacon.
Yeah. Well,
deacon,
let's see.
In the hobo world.
Let's hear it. This is Phoebe Snow by Utah Phillips on CKW 95.9 FM.
Side of a train somewhere a long time ago. I don't know who she was, but I gave my love to someone called Phoebe Snow. Like a bird on the wing, I hear a voice sing as over the prairies I roll. But I'd give my life to spend one more night in the arms of my own Phoebe Snow. I climbed on board through a wide open door just as she started to roll. And I rode so light through the warm summer night in the arms of my own Phoebe Snow. Like a bird on the wing, I hear a voice sing as over the prairies I roll. But I'd give my life to spend one more night in the arms of my own Phoebe Snow. I've spent many a night around the fire in a circle of stone silent men and heard the sagebrush whistle and pop and the coffee boil up in the can. And the bottoms were filled with a cool river wind, the treetops chasing the moon. And I knew without asking to take my guitar and play up some slow, gentle tune. Well, I played up a face I used to know, and the song was the sound of a name, and I knew without looking that every man there was each of them feeling the same. Then I played up some hands so pale and small, with a touch just as light as the rain, and I knew without looking that every man there was each of them feeling the same. Then I played up the booze and the holes in the shoes of a man whose life is a cage, and all the things done to make a man run, the hard luck, the failures of age. Then I stopped with a crash. We looked into the ash, helpless with longing and rage. Now a traveling life might seem all right, a life without worry or care. You're always up and you're always out. You're always going somewhere. But I tell you, my friends, it's not where you are, but your reason for being there. Then I awoke as the day broke, and I gazed out over the plains, thinking as how I'm better off now from being in love with a train. Like a bird on the wing, I hear a voice sing as over the prairies I roll. But I'd give my life to spend one more night in the arms of my own Phoebe Snow.
Hello, you're on CKUW. The sounds of... whatever.
Yeah, you're tuned into Neon Beige Sound Exchange on CKUW. We're joined here by Railroad Tie.
Changing his name.
Yeah, changing it right now. Radio. Yeah.
Railroad Tie.
Radio.
And,
rail Tie.
Yeah, why don't you just tell people where they can find you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Music, if there is anywhere.
You can find me physically. I live on Quadra Island. I'm trying to make a real reworking of... I'm trying to make money at this stuff, because... but for now, you can find my music on SoundCloud. I know, like the mumble rappers. I haven't logged into it in a long time. I'm sure people have messaged me, but I got some tracks there. Also, if you're keen to it, I have everything I've ever recorded, and I will send it to you if you email me at railroadtye@gmail.com. I'll just send you everything I ever recorded ever since I was like 16.
Whoa.
Yeah, what a deal.
Now that's an offer.
But yeah, that SoundCloud page again was Railroad TYE.
Yeah.
Comes right up. You just got to type it into the thing and then click the thing and then it comes right up.
Yeah, it's amazing how the internet works. You type things in and...
comes right up.
What? How does that work?
Okay, I'd be remiss if we didn't hear one more song from you, because we are getting dangerously close to the end of our show here. What do you got for us?
This song about Toronto.
Oh.
Toronto. T-Dot.
The Big Smoke.
The Big Smoke. I don't like it there. But I wrote a song about I realize I write a lot of depressing songs, and that's kind of like just therapy for dealing with the hards. So this song's about my experience one time in Toronto. Don't be the first in line at the old LC, that's sure shot to pain, hell and misery. Shores born when the door clangs open, the clerk don't give a fudge if your heart's been broken. Queen Street streetcar sit in the back, well, take out the bottle you stuffed in your pack. Hurry up, son, you're just getting sicker, hell, you're living on speed. And stolen liquor. Hold me close, I feel the eye of the storm. Means to say, don't seem to sleep, and wish I was never born. I can run till my heart gives out and I just can't leave the strip. Guess I ain't all that bad, so I'll take another rip. Go down the house with the pinball name, hell, I sit on the porch, do the same damn thing. I see friends come, I see friends go, just like the spring will melt the snow. Go down the market just to make some cash, look, all the folks just to swim right past. I play a little game, I try to figure it out, there's a whisper in their head. or scream and shout. Hold me close, I feel that eye of storm. Mean this city don't seem to sleep. Hell, I wish I was never born. I can run till my heart gives out. Hell, I just can't leave the strip. Guess it ain't all that bad, so I'll take another sip. Don't be the first in line at the old LC. That's a sure shot to pain. Thank you.
Thank you, Ty. You're right, they are kind of sad.
I'm sorry.
It's good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. Thank you, listeners, for spending the first hour of your Sunday afternoon with us. And that's about the end of the show. So make sure you check out Railroad Tie. That's Railroad T-Y-E on SoundCloud or Facebook. And send him that email and get all those recordings.
Yeah. Just talk to me. I'm pretty open to conversation.
Yeah, it's true.
Or come down to Quadra and visit me.
I would love to. Sounds like a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Should we ride out on... We'll ride out on one more song. And stick around for Boots and Saddle and all the other great programming here on CKUW. And... Yeah, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Oh, dude. Yeah, if you're in church, I'm gonna go on a tangent. No. Is it?
Do it.
Can we do call-ins?
It's a little late for that, unfortunately, but.
We've got about a minute left.
Well,
but if you want to, just give me
I got
shout
got a,
out.
I got a quick train story. You see, get back on track, as they say. Ta-dun, ching. A friend of mine, she was telling me she caught the greatest train ever. Was like a boxcar full of vodka.
No way.
Yeah, and you can imagine how that went.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, you're just on a train with like boxes and boxes of vodka. I mean, what you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Oh, one quick tip. One quick tip, though. If you are riding a boxcar, please, I'm not condoning or promoting train hopping, but if you ever do ride a boxcar, you ever find yourself riding a boxcar,